Hi, this is David Lausky of K12Science.net, and this is your Middle School Science Minute. I was recently reading the January 2020 edition of ScienceScope, a magazine for middle school science teachers published by the National Science Teaching Association. And I was reading From the Editor's Desk, written by Patty McGinnis, and she wrote about scientific literacy in the post-truth era. She said, "The next generation science standards highlight obtaining, evaluating, and communicating information as a crucial practice. Our students are expected to gather, read, and synthesize information from multiple appropriate sources and assess the credibility, accuracy, and possible bias of each publication and methods used, and describe how they are supported or not supported by evidence." Unfortunately, this charge is challenging because humans tend to automatically believe information, including false information, because our brains have evolved to quickly process information for the purpose of learning. This quirk of evolution, coupled with the ability to easily convey information to millions beyond our immediate geographic reach, has contributed to a post-truth world in which fake news outcompetes peer-reviewed research. A study found that false information on Twitter spread faster than the truth and reached more individuals. The ease with which false information can spread through numerous social media outlets makes it imperative that we guide our students toward becoming critical consumers of information, particularly as it relates to science and engineering. Our students may be technologically savvy, but they struggle to separate truth from fiction. Given the evolving role of technology and its impact on communication, perhaps no other science and engineering practice is as important as that of obtaining, evaluating, and communicating information. She encouraged all of us to work with our English language arts colleagues, as many of the English language arts strategies related to obtaining, evaluating, and communicating information can be utilized in the science classroom. Such strategies, which can be employed to help our students analyze news articles, develop explanations, and argue from evidence, are imperative classroom inclusions if we want to help our students grow into well-informed, scientifically literate citizens. And this has been your Middle School Science Minute.